so it's January 14th, 7 p.m., and this is Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. Can we roll call, please?
Yes. Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Chacon?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Dennis is absent. Forrestal is absent. Garcia?
Here.
Hedden is absent. And LaChance is also absent.
Okay, so let's see, recognition of visitors. We have Judy from the Friends. We have Shelly and Dixie, staff, and Lisa. Okay, and amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda? I guess let's take time to approve the minutes and approve them.
Motion that we approve the minutes of December the 3rd for the Personnel Committee and December the 10th for the Board of Trustees meeting. You second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Rodriguez?
Yes.
Let's see. Does the library have any correspondence?
Yeah.
There's one article there that the article in front of us.
Presents for Santa at the library.
That was an answer from Casey's that donated the cookies for Santa.
Oh, okay. And we got a Christmas card from our E-rate consultant, Dave Gorstein.
Okay. Do we have any public comment?
I would just like to remind everyone that 2 weeks from today, the mini golf will be a memory. So it is coming up on the 27th, and you want to be sure to be there so it's in your memory, too. We're going to have a really great time. And if you came into the meeting this way and not through the lobby, you need to go through the lobby and see all of the raffle things that we have.
A lot of neat stuff there.
The quilt is up there. Wow. And we just received a notice this morning that somebody wanted to donate a basket for the raffle. So I'm picking it up in the morning, and it's from Sport Clips Hair Cuts, and they are donating some sport things, but also 6 haircuts.
Wow.
With no expiration date on the gift card. So anyhow, that will be added to the table. So please take a look and come play golf.
Great.
Do you still need volunteers?
We can always use volunteers, but I think we're fine, but please come and volunteer. Okay. We can always use another set of eyes. And
okay.
I think we're in good shape, though.
Yeah, okay. Them putt-putt golfers get a little rowdy.
Bad neighborhood, too. So.
All right, any staff comment?
I have a comment. I want to recognize Shelley Augustine for 10 years of being full-time here.
Woo!
2003 part-time. So we recognize her.
Congratulations, yes. Done an excellent job.
I guess I can make a staff comment. Thank you to Judy and her crew for effort for all you do for our mini golf. We appreciate it. It's a lot of work.
And Shelly does.
Amazing.
It is so amazing. And Shelly does more than her share. She did the scorecards that are already printed and folded and ready to go.
I just remember when you brought that idea up. It's like, oh, that's bad. And I'm so glad you did it and persisted. So,
yeah, it's been fun. Mm-hmm. But the staff is great. I mean, they really go above and beyond.
The volunteers that carry all that stuff from up there out to there without an elevator.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, the last 3-4 years, we have used the high schoolers. The football players come on Saturday and carry everything down. And we give them a complimentary ticket.
Sure.
And then on Sunday, the baseball players come.
And put it all back
up. Put it all back up.
Awesome.
And I drop tickets off in advance so that they can have them to play on.
Yeah.
And they bring their girlfriends.
Oh, of course.
That's good.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
Getting things up and down.
I don't know any solution for that because I don't think we have enough storage.
Just keep using those high schoolers.
I know. Yes. We always need community service opportunities. It's a great thing because I know when they do the things in the summertime, the park district's always, those football players be out there moving all those tables at Riverfront. I'm like, just use them. They need something to do in the summer. So I didn't know that they did that. That's awesome.
They do. That's awesome.
And this year, the student council they're one of our decorators.
Nice. Oh,
cool. Number 3, they're decorating. Oh, maybe get some of the
school clubs too. They'll be decorating.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
And
run.
Do we have the report of the treasurer?
Not a whole lot interesting, which is good. I'm in favor. You know, when it's even a little bit lighter this month. We're 2/3 done with our year, and our numbers are on track as far as you know, the things that are grossly over the 66.666% are things that we can't really control. You know, like the insurance and maintenance things. So I don't have a whole lot to report.
Did you hear the funding this month? Like, when you last month?
Yeah, it's on the agenda for the day on the side of Comcast. It's just a folder with all the department heads' business cards so that when some of the public comes to the desk and they need to get in touch with someone.
Oh, so it's one of the large ones?
It's just a little folder that's got all the department heads' business cards.
Okay.
It's a little plastic folder.
Four of them? Okay. How many is the department heads here?
Motion that we pay our bills for accounts payable of $22,132.66, and payroll at $38,339.90 for a total disbursement of $6,472.56.
Second.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can we have the report of the director?
Well, when I wrote this and had no problems with the building this month, that was 2 days before, there are a couple of things that we need assistance with, which I sent over to the city. We've got a panel over near Shelley's office. It's about to fall from the panels in the ceiling. And we need the lights for the flagpole and another light out front. So I shot that over to Tim Evans and CC Bart on that. Another issue that's come up is snow removal. This past Saturday, the city was not able to clear the sidewalks or the parking lot until after we were already open. And Jeanette and Dixie were out there shoveling until the city finally came. So I think we're going to need, I did send an email to Bart and to Eric Deuce today as to what's their advice for us. And they said that we should just throw salt down until they can come over and help us, because their efforts are going to be on the city streets. But I think that we may want to investigate hiring a snow removal company to help us during the winter months, because we can't open and put patrons in jeopardy. But more important, you know, concerned about the staff.
Yes.
So none of this got shoveled, the parking lot or anything?
No.
Jeanette called me before 10 and said that nothing was done.
It was 20 minutes after that, then they did show up.
After she called Eric. She called me and I told her to call Eric. So.
And then he did come.
We can't have the staff. That's a safety.
So I'll be looking to see. I'll get in touch with Plano and see who they use. I know Oswego probably uses.
Is it just the sidewalks or the parking lot as well?
What's more important is the sidewalks.
Right.
Yeah, the sidewalks. But technically, if somebody got injured, it is the city's property. So.
Yes.
So I'm going to just investigate what it would cost to, for the winter, to have somebody on call.
Or call will be good, you know, just in case they decide to.
Well, also, it's snowing all through the day. The city's not going to come back.
Right.
So,
right.
So, I'll see, you know, what it would cost for us to do that. We were a drop-off point here for holiday light recycling, and that has been really...
Is it over?
No, it's still going on.
Oh, I could have brought my light.
It's going till February.
Oh, thank God. I was about to do Facebook Moms. Where can I recycle this broken Christmas light? I'm so happy to hear that.
Here.
Okay.
And they've been coming and picking them up, so right outside the ladies' room.
Okay.
And I'm working on the disaster plan and the vendor list, my goal list for February. We hosted the Google grant, which I spoke about last month, and did all the paperwork for that. There were 248 libraries that were given the $500 grant. We were not one of the 10 picked for outstanding program. I didn't expect to be picked. I mean, that went to like larger libraries. But we will get our check for the $500 at the end of the month. And I have submitted the per capita grant, and I'll talk about that later in the agenda. And that's it for now.
And let's see, representation. Standing committees, I believe we didn't have any committees meet. And unfinished business. So we have approved purchase of computers.
Problem with the quotes. I'm surprised Lloyd didn't.
Oh, we got the quotes.
Yeah. especially for the ones that are going to be working with the managers.
Yeah.
I would like to see the memory in those at least 8 gig, if not 16. Four gig is not enough.
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
Where you can see
8 or 16.
Who even uses a 4 gig RAM?
Nobody.
Well,
nobody.
Well, that means the numbers are all going to change.
Yes.
So.
And then for the laptops, even though they're for classes and youth services, I would like to see that at 8 also.
If not more. All these future programs require much. I'm telling you, this new stuff requires 16.
I stressed that with him. I said I don't want them in a class and the community lagging.
Right.
And he gave you 4 gigabyte RAM.
Yeah.
Usually 8's the minimum now, it seems like.
That's what I was like. Who does 4?
Yeah.
I just bought a new computer for my daughter, and standard was 8. Like, that's what they sell to consumers.
Well, should I just contact CDW and tell them what we want now and we work the quote?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even these i3s are kind of...
They're on the low end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would change that to an i7. Yeah.
To be thinking you want i7, current, you could get i5. i3 is old.
Well, we're looking at the...
It's a slower processor.
Yeah. The i3 is getting to be where the Celeron used to be.
Okay, where are you looking that I need
for the managers' desktops?
Yes.
Where it says Core i3 6100.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that.
Right here at the top where it says HP 280 G2.
Yes,
44 after that. Core.
The Core i3.
Core i3 is the processor. That's the older. Yeah. It's been out for a while. So
well, the i series has been out for 10 years, but I don't know if they're going to change it. But I would say get an i7 generation 8. It's the current one.
This one doesn't even have a generation 8, does it?
The older generations are slower.
Yes.
Okay, so Core
i7.
i7, okay.
Generation 8, or just say Gen 8.
Gen 8. Okay. 8 gig.
With 16 gig of RAM.
Right.
And for the laptops, without going in and looking at what it is, they should be the same. They should be an i7, Gen 8.
Yeah, E2's an AMD, right?
I've never heard of that.
Is that an AMD?
Yeah, it's an AMD.
So you want i7, G8.
Gen 8, with 16 gig of RAM. Yeah. I'm going to have to talk to that boy.
Yeah. I'm like, this. That somebody would offer this.
And for that,
is not making me confident in
their
like he said, he took one look at it and said, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like nobody sells 4 gigabytes.
Nobody
right now, unless you were giving it to a little kid.
They're hoping nobody looks at it.
Well, that's how
lit it is. But even still, he's looking at the managers with that.
Yeah, but he offered the same for the managers' desktops.
Right.
Yeah, well, you guys need it too.
Think about databases. They need high RAM computers.
Right.
So, Russ, if I get CDW to redo this, will you take a look at it?
Sure.
And then do I need to bring this back to the board next month?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the changes are good.
That number will go up.
Yeah, the costs will probably go double.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can also look at the current.
But we need to look at other, because is this the only people we can go with?
LCDWG.
There's Target Direct of them.
I don't know if Tiger Direct anyone in business anymore.
They are.
Okay, so do we have to buy the computers from the same people who will service?
Right.
That's my other question.
Well, who services them would be Lloyd. CDW they sell service too. But CDW is just a supplier.
So this 3-year warranty is?
Manufacturer, HP warranty. So we call up HP and say, this is...
Well, it's an extra charge for that.
Right.
We don't always, we did pay extra for specific types of warranties, but you get the 1-year regular warranty.
Yeah, this 3-year warranty comes from HP.
Okay.
But then there's also more super in service. I mean, they come.
Yeah, there's 24/7 next day service.
I'm just on. We could put in these markings or what we wanted on Dell.com, on Lenovo.com, on like three or four of the sites to see.
We have to purchase from Dell.
Right. The computer we want.
You can purchase directly from HP as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And check there because you can build the computer there too.
Usually CDWG gives you a discount off of the HP price. But we can go for a Dell. Look and see what Dell charges as well.
Just to price out two or three models. Except do the HP, Dell.
Yeah.
And what other one would you?
This one.
HP, Dell are the two I would go with.
Okay.
There's
I use Lenovo, which is IBM. Lenovo.
Lenovo. Anna.
You don't like those? That's what I bought my daughter.
No, I don't like Lenovo.
We just want something that works good and fast for these ladies.
Yep.
Really doing their work.
And reliable.
Yes.
And
they say Dell is really good for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see what I can figure out when I have time.
Because he's not fond of this, right?
I'm not fond of them.
We're glad to have you here to be
part. Yeah. Lloyd, what are you doing?
Right. Four gigabytes.
I know he's trying to save us money, but that's not how we do it.
Right. Fast.
So we'll table this till next month.
What's bad is if you buy like this, your computers are already
old
before you get them. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are anyway,
I don't know. Solid state drives in them.
I don't even have a computer in my house that has 4 gigabytes.
Check the price.
I know.
My laptops are old.
Yeah.
Several years old already.
Yeah.
I think that's what you mentioned, that they were solid state.
Didn't say so.
No.
And they usually say solid state if it's solid state.
I doubt that's solid state.
No.
Because it would have the
SSD on it.
Which is why I paid so much for my daughters, because solid states are way more expensive than the other ones. Mm-hmm. But they say that when, especially in laptops, it's worth it to pay for it, because if they're moving the parts, you want that solid state drive for it not to die sooner. Yeah. But you will pay. We will pay more.
You will pay a premium.
But you don't need it for desktops, right?
No.
No.
Per capita grant.
Per capita grant has been completed and sent it to the state. This is just an overview of what a checklist that was completed to the state, and just an overview on the trustee bank files, chapter 6 and 10. So, and then Darren watched the video about disability, and I'll watch it on Friday. So, as far as the state's concerned, we fulfill our obligations.
Great. Moving on, Comcast bill.
And we looked into why the bill was so high last month. And speaking with the finance department of the city, what happened was, and we don't understand why, we weren't billed for 2 months. They think it might have had something to do with the E-rate, but they're not sure. But we weren't billed from August through September, and then September through October. So that was the $919.49. So now it will average about $450 a month, and we're already getting the bills on time.
This happened once before with them.
It's weird. They took 3 months to catch it. I was like, instead of it being on the October bill, it didn't come to the December bill, which is what looked so
weird.
So all the documentation is here from the city. I didn't want to make copies of everything. Yeah.
But they have records if we paid or not. So
we're okay. There was also, we had a check for $204 and some cents that was deposited into our account. Our checking account, and nobody knew what that was for. That ended up being an E-rate reimbursement from the state. I sent that out on the director's listserv, and other directors got that same amount. So that's what it was.
Anything that comes from USAC is E-rate.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So we're good. We're getting our monthly bill from Comcast.
Okay. Well, I guess we can move on to new business. Library donation, naming of the quiet reading room.
Howard Wolf, the estate, dispersed a check for $69,803.76. I would like to recommend to the board that we name the quiet reading room in his memory and do a plaque and invite his family for that.
I think it's a good idea.
Yes,
it is very generous.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been looking at the past minutes. I believe when the plaque for Michelle was, I'll backtrack and see where that plaque came from. I think the board had approved $400 for the plaque. So whatever it is, we'll do. But that'll take some time to get the plaque.
And just in case you wanted to check one other place, I used them last year. I believe they're still open. Leo's and Sandwich.
Leo's?
It's, yeah. Leo's Trophy. I'm going to try
that. That might be where we got the plaque for this one.
Did you? Yeah, Leo's Trophy. Their local small shop and Sandwich.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Leo's Trophies, Gifts, and Engraving. Yeah.
Great.
So they're in Sandwich on Railroad Street.
Thank you. I think they're right near the
mining
company where we get the bricks.
It could be.
I think we need a motion to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Some libraries have like a name policy for naming
groups
and contributions, but I don't know if you want a policy, but or you can just make a motion and do it.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we name the quiet reading room upstairs in, what's his name?
Howard
Wolf.
Wolf, W-O-L-F.
In his memory. In consideration for his very generous donation, and will also authorize the director to
purchase
a plaque. I don't know, not to exceed $500.
I'll second that.
And we need a roll call.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Okay, so next, Playway demonstration.
Yes, due to the popularity of audiobooks, we've decided to introduce to our patrons another format for audiobooks. I'm sure some of you have already heard of these. They've been around for a while. They're called Playaways, and it's a self-contained digital audiobook where you don't need the internet, you don't need a device to plug CDs into. You probably see them.
Yeah, they've changed.
And here's headphones if you'd like to.
I was like, oh, they're
different. But it's a tiny little thing, very portable. The buttons are very simple. An on button, the volume's on the side.
One
really cool feature is you can speed up the talker, the narrator. So, yeah. So they're cute. So we're going to see, they are pricey, but we're going to see how they go. We had an initial purchase. We got 10 initially for adults,
And through the Friends donation, we bought an additional 10 for the children's department, and we've been purchasing one or two a month. We started this in November. So now we have about 13 for adults and 12 for children at this point. So we'll see how it goes and evaluate after a year. They range in price from $55 to $85 a piece. And they're warrantied for 1 year. If anything happens to them, we can get a new one.
There'll be some articles in the paper. I believe there's a picture of a little boy listening to a poor boy coming out.
Thank you.
And how do they get books loaded on them?
One book is loaded on it.
Per player.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It stays on there.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's just got a memory drive or something.
Yeah.
Flash drive.
Small flash drive, yeah.
I forget the tag.
That's it. So, if there's any other business, let's see. Motion to adjourn.
I forgot to mention,
I spoke to Carolyn and she originally planned to come tonight, but because it was so icy out, she was nervous about walking here. But, so, she called me today. So, if she's not able to come next month, we will have her call in next month because we do have the extra long cord.
Thank you.